Hey guys!
Welcome back to season 4 of Wine and Whispers.
Wow.
Why are you saying wow?
4.
Well, 4 is an amazing number.
It is. It's a very good numerology number.
For us in general or just in general?
For us in general, for a lot of people. What do you think for us?
I don't know.
Why do you say for us?
Well, 4 is my birthday month, so I love 4. In general, 4 is one of my favorite numbers.
Before we dive in, did anyone notice that the ambiance is a little bit different?
We're doing a thing today. It's Wine and Whispers. Nail Talk Edition. Woo! Do you like that? Do you like that? This is the vibe that Wine and Whispers is all about. Being able to go to your nail tech. Hey, boo!
And have those salon conversations.
Exactly. With a vibe. Today's vibe is just a recap vibe. We're going to, like, you know, walk down memory lane just a smidge.
Oh, look at me.
You can't hide it. You can't hide it. Clip it on the top.
I forgot that I was mic'd up this way, y'all. I'm sorry.
Look.
I apologize.
Behind.
I apologize. I forgot I was mic'd up. Do you need this? Then
I don't think I need it yet. I might need it in a minute.
Okay.
I'm good for right
now.
I'll
turn it on.
Ooh, I appreciate you. Get me ready. So let's uncork and
unwind.
First off, I'm very excited about season 4.
Oh.
You got dust on your face.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm excited for season 4 for various reasons.
Okay. Tell me why you're excited. I'm excited too, but let me hear what you have to say first.
Okay. So season 4, I feel like we've worked out some kinks. We found some new things that we love from season 3. We dropped merch, so I'm excited about merch.
My hoodie's over there.
It's okay. It's all right. Because you gotta walk around with your merch.
You gotta walk around with your merch.
So I'm excited that we dropped some merch. I'm excited because we've got some things of ruin that we've been contemplating. Is that a good way to say it?
Okay. Yes.
Contemplating. We've been scheming in the background, trying to make things.
Even though Nikita keeps ignoring me about this girls' night.
I'm not ignoring her.
She's ignoring me. I want to have an in-person girls' night. Mom's night. Come on. Who's down for that?
So many moms. So many moms. But I can't partake. I'm not a mom.
Why not?
I'm not a mom. It's mom's night.
No, but you know, okay, so roll with me. Okay? Envision with me, guys.
Envision.
It doesn't have to be a big space. But okay. A nice intimate space.
Okay. We can do intimate.
Right? We're sitting at the top, chit-chatting.
Oh, you and I are sitting at the top.
Yeah, we're sitting at the top with our mics, right? And it's recorded in the moms. In the room, you know, we obviously, you know, after some refreshments and some games or whatever have you, we have a conversation. You know what I mean? We set the ambiance and we talk about all the things you would with your girlfriends. It's a safe space. You know, that's what I'm thinking.
Y'all down for that? Y'all down for that? I'm down for it, I think. She lost me at the jump when she said we sitting at the top.
Girl, bye. We sit at the top now.
Yeah, but no one's watching us now.
They are!
But they're not. It's not in-person watching.
Oh my goodness.
It's different.
But that's the beauty of it, right? The beauty of it is you technically are not, like, hosting anything.
I don't want to host nothing.
It's a interactive experience with other people. The same way you would speak to the parents at the desk when you're at your studio.
But wait.
And the same way as someone would be sitting at the desk with me and we having those hard conversations or fun conversations.
Right. Either one.
That's where I'm at.
But it's one-on-one. Now it's about to be 2-120.
But it's okay. It will have a mediator, right? We can get your other partner to assist in mediation because she's great at that.
She is great at that. If not, thanks, boo.
If not, we can get the other person who's really good at mediating.
Yes, absolutely.
Miss Green.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
No, but I know who you're talking about.
Okay. That's not okay.
No.
I thought her name was Miss Green.
Mm-mm.
Okay, but I'm glad you know who I'm talking about.
I do.
Okay. Without naming names.
Mm-hmm. I know. I pick up what you're putting down.
Okay. So yeah, I think that would be really nice to have that, right?
So we working on things.
Oh my God. And then I want to do a giveaway, y'all.
Oh, yeah, we did talk about a giveaway. Yes. Oh, shoot. I forgot. We're going to do a giveaway. We're going to drop it. So pay attention to Instagram and all the socials, because it's here in my brain and it's here in her brain. Yep. So
now three chances to win.
Three. We did say three. Oh, yeah. Three chances to win. She's right. And then the big winner. There's a big winner.
There's a big winner.
Okay. Yeah. So pay attention. It's coming.
See? All the things. I be thinking about y'all.
She do. I just help with the facilitating of making it happen sometimes. Okay. Some way, somehow.
Anyway. Mm-hmm. And if y'all are wondering, yes, she's receiving a Russian manicure.
I am. It's lovely. It's relaxing.
It is.
It's a vibe.
It is. Totally.
So Denise, think back on season 3. Mm.
Season 3 was a funky time for me.
You were going through a lot in season 3.
A lot was happening in season 3.
A lot was happening
in season 3. I was moving spaces.
Yes.
Dealing with cars breaking down and having to get new vehicles.
I feel like I want them shorter.
Okay. Go ahead.
I feel like she's going to kill me, y'all.
Go ahead.
What else was happening in season 3?
Just a lot was happening, but if I would have to look back and think about, like, some of the episodes that we did, I think I really enjoyed.
Think about the highlights.
Mm-hmm. I really loved The Bewitching Hour.
I knew you were going to say that.
That was one of my favorite episodes to record.
All I remember about the Bewitching episode is all of a sudden we were sitting there and we were like, ooh, let's change the lights. What if we make it a vibe?
Right.
And we did. And we vibed
it
out.
It's a vibe.
It was a whole vibe. I will say it was a whole vibe. It was the lights. It was the purple. It was, you were comfy and cozy.
Mm-hmm. And then the kids came and interrupted us.
It's always the kids, yo.
It is.
Always the kids.
So, Nikita, I spin the question back to you. I can't talk. I had a little sugar in my system, so now I'm a little jumpy, guys.
You're funny.
What was your episode that did it for you?
I'm going to be honest.
And then I can tell you my least favorite episode.
I don't know my favorite episode. I feel like...
Manchild? No? That was a good one. Sorry.
So, I feel like I did enjoy Manchild. Peter Henry made me laugh a lot.
I think that's the one I was thinking of. Peter Henry.
Same thing. Yeah. Peter Henry made me laugh a lot because the Peter Henrys of the world. I think that's where I am.
Okay.
Do I have a least favorite episode? I don't know.
I think I have a least favorite.
What's your least favorite?
It's one of the earlier ones. Another one that I did love too was Functional Depression, but
it was heavy.
Yeah.
That's probably one of our heavier episodes from last season.
Believe it or not, Ask for Forgiveness
was your least favorite.
Yeah.
You know what?
It felt a little redundant.
Mm-hmm. In a sense
where, like, we've covered it in other.
Another
like topic. It may not have been a full topic by itself, so to speak.
And then we kind of made it into a full topic, but we've already talked about the fact we can ask for forgiveness.
Yeah.
Okay. I will say, no, now that I'm looking back, one of my favorites is Who's Your Brenda? Yo, Who's Your Brenda was such a good one.
I still say it to this day when people talk about, oh yeah, this my coworker.
Yeah, Brenda.
I was like, oh, you're Brenda?
Do they be looking at you side-eye?
Not really. What I will say is, they may not look at me side-eye.
Okay, but?
But some of my clients come in, and, you know, we had a little bit of the break because of the holiday.
Thank you for allowing us a break. We appreciate y'all. We hope you enjoyed your break, too, with your family. Thank you.
And this is how I know people are paying attention, because I was like, where are you guys? I haven't seen you guys. Yeah. And I'm like, we're here. We're just taking the holiday break. She's like, oh, I thought you guys stopped recording and you guys weren't doing this anymore.
We would say goodbye if we ever stopped recording.
Sure.
Did you say sure?
I said sure.
Oh, the way you said sure was like, yeah, right.
Oh, no. Like, yeah, sure. Like, we wouldn't just ghost y'all like that.
No. We would say goodbye. We appreciate all the love, all the good things. We had fun. Yeah. Okay, great. We're not there yet. We're not gonna get there. Let me not say yet. We're not gonna get there. We enjoying ourselves. Okay, thank you. No, Who's Your Brenda made me laugh because I feel like we recorded Who's Your Brenda, mm-hmm. and then I saw the person who I became a Brenda for.
Oh, right after?
Right after.
You're gonna come this way for me a little, or maybe I do this. Okay, here we go.
Okay. And so then I just chuckled because I was just like, if we never met in this environment and we didn't continue to talk, I wouldn't be a Brenda at this point. I would still be looking up to my Brendas, mm-hmm. instead of being made into a Brenda.
So that was a good one for me. My little epiphany that I was the Brenda.
Yes, that was great.
Like, wait a minute.
Yeah, girl. Sorry, you.
And she left. She leaves today.
She does leave today. You gotta check in on your. I was gonna say your Brenda, but
no, she's not my Brenda. What's the young person's name?
I don't know. You have to find a young name. Mm-hmm. Shaniqua. I don't know.
No.
Terry.
No.
No. What's a young person name? We can ponder.
Christine.
No.
Yeah.
Negative.
Oh, you know Christine?
I know a few of them.
Oh. We know what experience that was, huh?
We can come back to it.
Okay.
Well, it could be Skylar. Skylar's not a young name anymore?
Mm-mm. No, that's Skylar. No.
Okay.
I'm thinking millennial names. Millennial and Gen Z names. And that Christine is
Jillian.
Very... No.
I knew a few Jillians in my classes.
I did.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, there was a few of them. What other names were popular?
Ooh, there
Heather.
We go.
Heathers were popular.
Heather is a very old name.
We had a few Heathers in my class.
Michelle.
Michelle. Michelle was popular, too.
Okay. We can use Michelle. A Brenda and a Michelle.
So you're Michelle. Yeah, I'm checking on your Michelle. Make sure she lands okay. Okay, so my least favorite episode, circling back here. I think, honestly, it's Keeping Up with the Joneses.
Really? I can understand that, though.
Yeah. Because money's hard.
It is hard.
And I hate talking about it because I be struggling. I try not to show y'all I'm struggling, but I be struggling. I don't got
But you
got to
figure till you make it. Don't say you ain't got none because then the universe will give you exactly what you say.
I got it all. And I'm working on some more.
Because I need some. I need some more. What I would like to do this season, but before I get to that, did you want to add anything else?
Do y'all know what our most watched episode was from last season? And it makes me laugh because it's two. It's not just one. It's two episodes.
Oh, they're equally tied?
They're equally tied. And I was like, huh. It's from the top of our season, Brain Rot, and Man Child. And they seem like two very different topics.
Yeah. But two very prevalent topics because why?
Because we literally are rotting our brains out right now.
And we have men. Or there are men in our lives. It's not everyone, but most.
Some of our lives. And sometimes the things that they be doing, you just be side-eyeing them. Like, why did you do what you just did? If you said you was going to do the dishes. Why do I have to go back behind you and clean the sink? That's part of doing the dishes.
You know what that reminds me of?
What?
Did anyone get a chance over the holiday break? Because Lifetime was Lifetiming. The Lifetime app?
In a good way?
Yes.
Okay.
The Lifetime app was hitting this holiday season, okay?
Tell me more.
They did a made-for-TV rendition of Eric Jerome Dickey's Lovers and Friends,
which is a great book, by the way.
And one of the couples or characters, there's a scene where he is not being a man child, but she's being a brat. And he's doing the dishes and she's like, you're doing it wrong. And he was like, and she was looking for a fight.
She was poking the bear.
Right. And he was like, listen, I don't know what fight you're looking for, but I ain't it. You want to do the dishes? Do the dishes. And he walked away from her.
Good for him.
Yeah. And then she had the audacity to come. Like, you know, there's like those women who like specifically look for trouble.
Yes.
Like for something to be wrong, like when there's nothing wrong.
Yes.
That was her. And so after doing all of that and making a big old fuss, she didn't want to go and apologize to him. And she goes, well, I'm sorry about that. She goes, I just got overwhelmed because finding out that you had a secret savings account, mind you, they ain't married.
So it's none of your business.
Right. So
But I definitely took some things that I'm like, ooh, these were nice topics for us to talk about.
Do you remember it? Did you write it down?
No, but I could watch it again and just remember.
Oh, okay. You know,
the way my brain works. My ADHD brain works.
Mm-mm, don't say it. Don't do it.
Mm-hmm, it is. Because I was supposed to start a finished conversation with something, but I asked you if you need one to add anything else, and I forgot what I was going to say.
You definitely just did a Nikita. Oh my goodness, you have no idea what you were gonna go say. Okay, so what conversation last season surprised you the most?
I feel like I need to. I think it was who's more likely.
Why?
I think there were some things that I was shocked that, like, we were, how similar and how different we were, you know?
Like, you thought we was going to say the same thing, and then it was like,
yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Or that I was surprised that you already did something, and I'm like, oh, okay.
Mm. I have a wild background, y'all. History. So many stories.
That part.
So many stories. Mm. That's fair. Okay. Do I have one? You know where I got surprised? I remember Black in Corporate America. You were telling me a story about when you first started out.
Mm-hmm.
And how this trifling hoe is being a trifling hoe. And you said, well, fine. You don't want me to talk? I ain't going to talk, and I ain't going to say shit to you no more.
Yep.
I was like, ooh.
I kept quiet to the day I left.
As you should. Because now you want to act shady. I'm going to act shady back.
I don't bother nobody. I don't try to ruffle nobody's feathers. Like, let me live.
Literally. People just can't stand themselves, and they just, misery loves company. Ain't that the saying?
How's the saying go? Let me lime, let me live.
Yes, that is the saying. I was like, where are we going with this? Mm-hmm. That's literally all it is. I feel like the vibe that I'm going with in 2026 right now is drink, watch, and mind my own business. Mm-hmm. Literally.
Mind the business that pays you, right?
Literally. That's it. Because I don't got time for nobody else. I don't want time for nobody else. I'm not here for it. Drink water, which may or may not be tequila, and mind my own business.
There's no tequila in my cup right now, I promise you. Are you looking for some tequila? Do you want some tequila?
I found a very nice reposado over break. We'll try some. I'll make a drink for us. Okay, thank you.
I had some cut water for us.
Ooh, I love cut water.
I left it. The cut water pineapple. That might have been a little too sweet for you, though. You
would have tried it.
Okay.
So, did I send it to you? We're going to squirrel for a hot second. As you know, we do best. There is an episode, not an episode. There is an Instagram reel about someone who's like, if you had never had cut water, try it. I've never had cut water before. I got this. It ain't gonna do nothing for me.
Flat on his ass, huh?
Flat on his ass. He was slumped holding a teddy bear by the end of the night.
Not a teddy bear.
I was
cackling. Yo, I'm bugging. See, y'all got me distracted. I didn't
do nothing.
I done did this wrong.
Okay.
I done did this whole thing wrong. That's the last step, honey.
And I wasn't going to stop her because not like I know what I'm doing. I just mind my business. Drink water and mind my business.
I was excited talking about the episodes and got distracted.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to distract you.
I mean, this is our norm when I'm in a session with someone talking, but I usually am a little hyper-focused.
Don't be hyper-focused.
And knowing where I'm going with things. I thought it was a little weird that I was having to do the extra work. I'm just not going to do a second round for you. Just trim wherever I can trim.
That's fine. I'm no fuss, no muss.
I know.
Okay.
But, you know. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. I distracted you because
we were talking about a squirrel topic, so it doesn't even matter. Oh, and you were looking for cut water. There's no cut water here. We will have cut water next episode. Even though I have this bottle that I think we're going to like.
Bottle of what?
I don't know. It's something sparkling.
Because it has one of those poppy cork things on it. And it looks delicious. We'll have a it next time. A poppy
cork thing.
Yeah, you know. Like the champagne cork pop thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep, mind your business. Mind your
I'm right here, honey. That's where I'm at.
Business.
That's where I'm at. Oh, okay. So, you mentioned our most viewed episode. What are some takeaways that you have taken from the episodes?
Any of the episodes?
Any of them.
Sorry, it sounded like I was going to say more.
It did, but it's okay. Sorry. I got you. So I will say that thinking about the episode's brain rot, I definitely took away the impact of not getting sucked into the world and the social media. So much so that I put a timer, because you can put a timer on your apps now. So I definitely maxed my timer out for all social media apps for 2 hours.
Already?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So like I
so what do you do? Unblock it?
What do you mean?
You unblock it and use it?
No. So, like, I do my best to not. There are some days where, like, I will hit extend the day, extend the time. So, I did that maybe 3 months ago. Just about 3 months ago. 2 months ago. 2 months ago. Because it was around the holidays. Because I realized I was home, and then I was just on. I was just scrolling, and I was doom scrolling. And then I was like, yo, I've literally been laying in bed for the past 3 hours. What am I doing?
Let me love. Let me live. Sorry, that song's stuck in my head now.
But no, I need to lime and live outside my bed. So I definitely, that's one of my biggest takeaways, putting on that block for me so that I'm not just doom scrolling on social media. So now I didn't realize I've been reading more, because I do have, my books are on my phone because of the books app. So I noticed that the change happened where instead of social media being one of the bigger things that I pick my phone up for.
Now it's your books.
Now it's my books.
Okay.
So I'll take that.
I have slowed down, but it wasn't like an intentional slowdown. It's happened because, fortunately, I've been busy.
Beautiful things.
Beautiful things. And I've also noticed that, you know, because of that, I've posted less.
And
technically, you're supposed to post every day if you're doing...
That's a lot.
It is. It is.
It's overwhelming to post every day.
It is. And, you know, I spend, like, a good anywhere from 30, sometimes 45 minutes to an hour editing, picking, whatever.
Because you have to put all the photos.
Right. And clean them up. Well, not clean them up, but, like, put them in a way where they're aesthetically, like,
appealing
the eye for people to be like, ooh, what she got over there? And you can see, right? Because it shows you how many people visit your site
based on your stuff.
I easily, in a month, can have anywhere from 10,000 to 14,000 views on my site, but none of them turned into follows.
Wait, on your site, like your Linktree?
No, on my
Instagram.
My Instagram.
Or TikTok.
Okay. On my Instagram.
Okay.
But none of them turning into bookings. Well, I can't say none of them.
A small percentage
turning into bookings.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of them not converting into follows.
A lot of them not converting. So then it gets disheartening.
Yeah. That's why it's like, damn, I did all that just for
a follower.
I will say this. The view count has been better, right?
Okay.
There was some times when I'd have views, they would be under 100. But now most, if not all, are 100 and something and more.
100 plus. Okay. Right. I like that.
I prefer the thousands
it's a process, placement or more. Y'all.
It is a process, but you never know. It's a crapshoot what people like, what people don't like.
So
social media brain rot, it's a real.
It happens.
It's annoying.
And it's easy to fall down the trap.
Yeah.
That's really what it is.
That's why I don't put TikTok on my phone. I leave it on my iPad.
I don't own a TikTok. Besides Wine and Whispers, I do not have a personal TikTok. My kids swear up and down I have a TikTok, and I said I don't. I don't have one.
Also, for them, the Wine and Whisper is your TikTok.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Which is why they stalk it, because it's public.
You're funny.
Me, my Instagram is private.
Don't find me.
It's all right. It's all right. Speaking of that, are you going to accept my friend request on Facebook?
Probably not.
My Facebook is for family and family alone.
I feel betrayed.
Don't
guys.
Feel betrayed. Don't feel betrayed. I love her dearly. I promise I do. Oh shit. I didn't know she was looking at me. I love her dearly. I promise I do.
Betrayal.
Facebook. What Facebook?
Betrayal. Mm-mm, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
I am going to do it.
Oh, okay. I'm ready.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you take any other takeaways from season 2? Technology still doesn't like us. Did we have a bad technology issue one day?
We did.
What was it?
I forgot what episode it was.
Yo, we recorded a whole episode and it didn't record.
Yeah.
Because of something. I don't remember what now.
It wasn't plugged in.
It wasn't plugged in.
No. It lost battery.
That happened. No. It wasn't plugged in.
Was it battery or storage?
One of them. It was both of them. So one of them was that it wasn't plugged in the whole episode and we were just a-talking. Just a-talking. Happily a-talking.
Full episode.
And the other one, I think it only recorded, 20 minutes? And then it's like, ooh, no more storage. And we were just like, you a trifling hoe.
Completely.
Why would it do that to us? It's disrespectful.
Because it's got to put us through the ringer. Try not to move. I have sharp scissors on your cuticles. I mean, you can move, but keep this minimal.
I feel like I should just stay still. Because I definitely talk with my hands and I'm animated. And I want to talk with my hands now. Look, I'm already moving one hand. And she told me not moving.
Just as long as not this hand, we're good.
I'm going to do my best. So yes, technology. I think we both have band outfits at this point that we cannot wear.
Mm-hmm.
Do I know what my band outfit is? No. Am I going to remember it?
No. I remember mine.
Because you wore yours twice.
Yeah.
So we definitely know what your band outfit is. It's cute, though.
Yeah.
It's cute. She can wear it out in public.
I wore it yesterday.
Absolutely. And you were not in uniform.
Nope. Not in uniform.
She has no uniform.
Nope.
She can wear whatever makes her little heart happy.
What are you cheating over there with?
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
I got distracted, as I normally do.
It's okay. I'm hyper-focused today, guys.
I love it.
This is how an over-hyper-focused brain works, because I can keep the conversation while still doing what I need to do.
But so I want you to know, this is how my brain just works in general. Unless I'm really hyper-focused, I don't talk to nobody. You've seen me in those moments. I get mad silent, and I'm just like, mm-mm. You said something, it went literally in one ear.
Yep, and over your head.
And I have to look back and be like, wait, what? You was talking to me? No, you wasn't. Y'all, I want you to know that we were supposed to do something over the break for you. We both failed miserably because we were breaking hard.
Yes. We were living in the moment. That's my story and I'm sticking to it.
I don't know what I was doing. I want to say it's I was living in the moment, and I was. But I think I also just forgot until I texted her one day. And I said, ooh, I was supposed to do something for you and I didn't.
And then I was like, it's okay, I didn't either.
And I didn't feel bad. So then I didn't pick up my phone and start doing nothing either.
We were supposed to vlog for you guys. We were supposed to vlog our winter break experience.
She went to London, y'all. At least I was home. I had boring life.
The day we were supposed to go ice skating with the kids, it was frigid temperatures, and then it snowed. So I have an excuse why I didn't get to vlog. Yes, I did. Just throw her into the bus.
She threw me under the whole straight bus. Straight to you guys. Girl, that's so disrespectful. How are you throwing me under the bus of the good people? Ah, disrespectful. I did go. I went I left the state.
Why is it so close to my neck? I don't like that.
Here we go. I left the state
and the country
and then the country and I did not vlog. Listen.
And wait, wait, you went to two countries because she went to...
I didn't.
You didn't go to Scotland?
No, because they said I was crazy.
Why?
So wait. Backstory. I went to London. I was visiting with my friend and they live about a 3-hour train ride from Scotland. So in my brain, we had a day where we weren't really doing anything and I said we can get on the train to Scotland to go to Edinburgh and go explore and then we can come back. They all said that I was crazy and that we should just go to sleep.
What?
And that we should rest.
Because don't travel with those people anymore. Because you could have taken that 3-hour nap in the train.
On the train. Like, that's my thinking, right? So I get it. I do get it. We had literally just flown in the day before. We had gone out and did shenanigans that night. Whatever. I think that I still would have... I could have set my alarm and gone to Edinburgh. Because the next day we didn't do nothing. We stayed up late because it was Old Year's. And called it a day.
I love that you say that.
That's what it is. It's Old Year's.
New Year's Eve.
I hate that. It's Old Year's Day and New Year's Day.
What do you guys say?
I know what y'all say.
We're American.
Right. You know what? I'm trying to think.
It's a British thing?
If it was a British thing, but I'm trying to...
It's a Caribbean thing?
Or is it just a Guyanese thing? Like...
What do you guys say? New Year's Eve?
Old Year's Day? Or is it Trinidadian?
Boy.
I'm going to do some research and get back to y'all. Because I definitely know some Trini people who say Old Year's. They went to the Old Year's party. That's what it is. You go to Old Year's. So maybe it's not a guy. Maybe it's a Trinidadian thing. Anyway. So... The next year was Old Year, so we could have just relaxed on... Oh, not her strip. Ew. Hey, face. Hey, face. Face card never quits.
Never lies.
Never quits.
Okay.
So, we could have gone, and I could have gone to another country. Do you know they don't stamp your passports? It's disrespectful.
Completely.
I just want my passport stamped. Literally, that's all I want. I want my passport stamped. I want my book filled. And call it a day.
Do you fit this one? Let's see. We've got a casualty. So I'm going to do a quick little cheat.
I was traveling hard, y'all. And I cracked my nail.
Oh, these look too wide. Let's see.
But at least I didn't crack it down the middle. Right? Because that would have been bad.
That's what I get.
For giving me that face?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It is. That's okay.
Let me tell y'all how I am sleep deprived right now.
Okay. Why are you sleep deprived?
Is this about where you want to be?
Yes. Okay, that's perfect. Don't do it to me. Listen, okay, so normally I'm a nice... I'm not long. Would you say I'm a long? I'm normally long? Okay, so normally I'm long nails. But I need to start playing my piano again, and I need to practice.
I hope you can see my face.
Okay. If you can, I'll zoom in on it. Don't worry. But, look at the yawn. You need a coffee.
I need something. I couldn't sleep last night. I had really bad sleep. I didn't sleep.
You need some cafecita.
I was up every hour on the hour. And it wasn't even like a perimenopausal thing. Like, I heard disclaimer, I'm being a little candid here.
We love candid, Denise.
I need to do a pedi on myself, right? If you're a beauty provider, if you're a doctor, the last person you take care of is typically yourself. Right?
Always.
So I need to do a pedi on myself. And the shoes that I wore, I guess it was rubbing against my big toe that needs to be trimmed. And yeah, so
she needs to do a pedi because it was bothering her.
Yes.
That's okay. She'll take care of it. I have faith in her. So if you take care of it, you'll be fine to sleep tonight.
Yeah. So I'm just going to trim it. So yeah, I didn't get to sleep because it was really throbbing and hurting me. Wow. I'm tired. tired.
I was gonna say that's what she said, but it's all right.
So both of my lamps stopped working. This one and this one. Well, I don't know. This one sometimes plays games. It says wants to work. It doesn't want to work. Yeah, it's not working.
Why?
I don't know. It doesn't like me.
Does this one need a battery?
No, this one is a rechargeable one. And when I put it in to be charged, it doesn't want to charge.
Maybe it has dust in it.
Did she just blow into it?
I did. First off, it says Hello Kitty.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. The way that kids are now obsessed with Hello Kitty. I know. I'm on a whole different tangent, y'all.
I know. We completely squirrel. But, you know, this is us just...
We haven't changed from episode one, season
chatting.
One.
Nope. Salon chatting.
Why are kids so obsessed with Hello Kitty? Like, I feel like it was a phase and it wasn't that big. And then all of a sudden now, Hello Kitty is the thing.
Yeah, it's returned. Hello Kitty and her friends.
Who's her friends? Oh, you mean
Karomi, Cinnamon Roll. I forget the other one's name. There's a frog.
I didn't know any of them. I knew Hello Kitty and that was it. It's just so much. It's just so much.
Squirrel.
Okay, sorry. I'm coming back. What are you excited for season four?
Oh, this is what I wanted to say. It came back to me.
Oh, shit.
I want to reach out to... Relax your hand. Someone to come back and talk to us about money management.
Okay.
It's going to hurt a little. Let me put it on the slow setting for you.
Okay. Money management's always a good one. I feel like I need extra money management conversations recently. Yeah. Today, tomorrow, yesterday.
So I'm going to reach out to her. We were following her already. I know her through my sister-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
But Clarissa, would you love to join us?
It'd be fun. There's wine. Sometimes it's stronger than wine.
But yes. You know, Clarissa, I'm just saying, it would be great.
We all
joined us. And, you know, the reason why I think it would be authentically good that she joins us is because she explains her journey. You're going to put your whole hand in here now. She explains her journey from being in whatever situation she was with not as much to being able to discipline herself and be in the position that she is in right now, which... It's a lot of us, right? Are there people who've got it all together and figured it out? God bless you.
Absolutely.
Right? But not all of us do. And so being able to know that there's someone who actually experienced that and can get to the other side, I think makes it just so much more personable and better. Don't be good. No. I'm in the middle of something right now. You gotta wait. Huh. Disrespectful.
They said... She said... Not today.
Not today.
Side note.
Yes.
Side note.
Okay.
So, I didn't tell you, Denise.
Okay, I'm listening.
So, I saw my mother-in-law today.
Uh-huh.
She was telling me a story about how she went to her friend's house. She's a Christian, whatever. So, she's...
Backstory, mother-in-law's not Christian.
My mother-in-law not Christian. So, they went over for Christmas Eve. And their friend, she brings people into her home who have no place to celebrate Christmas Eve. Make sure that they have a dinner. And
that's nice. That's very Christian of her. Very,
very Christian of her. But she has two Christmas trees. The person that she invited in, my mother-in-law called them a Satan cultist. This man, or female, I didn't get the gender, was in the house saying, "Not today, Satan!" And going to the Christmas trees and say, "Satan, come take this down." Just everything. Satan this, Satan that.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
My mother-in-law was like,
What is going on?
She was just sitting there and she was like, "What's happening in this room? Who is this person?" And looked to her friend and was like, "Maybe you need to vet the people that are coming into your house."
Right, because what is going on here, sis?
I definitely did not. Did I shape these? I did not shape these. This whole chat has got me messed up in my routine. I'm not doing anything according to what I do normally. Don't judge me off of this episode, guys. I typically am way more routine. That looks cute, though.
Not that looks cute, though. She looked at it and said, yep, that's the ticket, y'all. That's the ticket. Okay, back to it. Back off to...
You take the lead while I focus.
Oh.
And back... have a moment right now. Do you see my nose?
I do see your nose. But turn the heater off. Okay. Okay.
No, you talk.
Oh, okay. So for season 3, I'm excited for what she just said, a new visitor. Hey, Clarissa. Hey. I'm also excited if we got a Ninnin back.
A minion?
A Ninnin.
Oh, a Ninnin.
A Ninnin.
A Ninnin.
I would love a Ninnin back. Thank you so kindly.
Not advertising, but just, you know.
No. It's good for your soul.
Because it's needed.
So
the way I'm sweating, y'all.
I don't think they can tell. So I would love a Ninnin back, to be fair. It'd be amazing. Mm-hmm. I'll take it. You don't need to be with the empty one. Okay. So I would love that. And then I also think that she wants to do a live episode. Look how happy she got, y'all. Look how happy she got.
I think it would be amazing. But we can work on letting everyone know, hey, send in your questions and we'll answer them live. Or you can, you know, if we do a live on YouTube and the other one has a phone and we do the live on the phone, we can ask people to join the live also, you know? Who is that? Okay. Okay, well, there we go.
I think, so if we do it live.
Mm-hmm, I'm listening.
It can't be 10 o'clock in the morning.
No, it can be evening. Summertime. Is that season 5? Summertime? You have the calendar. I don't
know. Summer. So I think a live is coming towards you.
I can feel the excitement coming off of you.
I think I'll be excited. What? I think I would be excited in the moment. I think the build up to it is going to cause me anxiety. But it'll be fine.
It will be. Everything's going to be fine.
I'm going to hold her hand the whole episode. I'm going to be Pedro Pascal and hold her hand.
Okay.
Is that not his name? Maybe that's not his name. It's definitely Pedro. He's the actor who does... He has anxiety, and when he has anxiety, he has to hold on to his co-star or his co-host's hand.
Is he the... He's the one that...
He's the Latin man.
Is it Fantastic Four Who's Sexy?
Yes!
Oh, okay.
Is that not Pedro Pascal?
I don't know his name.
I want you... I feel like the more that I say his name, the more that I feel that it's wrong. Let me Google.
Really? I didn't know that. That's so cute. I know. What's the other two? Cynthia and Ariana. No, not like that, but you know, like they hold hands a lot.
Mm-mm. That's because they want to be in a relationship.
Oh, okay.
Did I not send that to you?
Yeah. The confusing thing that they are.
Oh, it is Pedro Pascal. Yes. Okay. I'm not crazy. This one.
Yes, exactly. He's so handsome.
He is so handsome. But he definitely, like, whether it's true or not, I've definitely seen on the internet that he, when he gets nervous and he's doing the thing, the public speaking in front of all the people, he'll go and he'll like reach out for his co-host so that he can
co-host
for his co-stars that he can touch them. So he like helps ground him and helps him not have be so anxious.
Oh, and not fidget with his hands or something.
Something. I don't know. That's what I'm gonna do. So
yeah, I'll hold your hand and start. I definitely did that a couple of times.
You definitely have, and I snorted right along with her. So it's okay. Listen, it's fine. queen. And I will imbibe as well.
All the things. Maybe we do. Maybe we do. See, this is how our brainstorming process goes. Maybe we do a live with the giveaway.
We announce the winners during the giveaway?
Oh, so that means it's coming soon.
Okay.
Okay, so soon. Soon come, y'all.
I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. Oh, I'm not ready. I'm going to get ready. That's what I'm going to say. I'm going to get ready.
Mm-hmm.
So then, yeah, it can't be 10 o'clock. It has to be a time.
In the evening.
Or it has to be like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. It can't be 10. 10 just seems so early and workish.
Okay, so maybe we do a bewitching hour live.
What a giveaway. With the lights? Yes. And the vibes?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, guys. So I hope you're as excited as she is for season 3.
Nope.
4. Season 4. I hope you're excited as she is. Because she's mad excited. She had to stop and pause and smile at y'all big and hard. She was cheesing. All right. I'm excited for season 4. I'm ready. I'm ready for all the things. Okay. All the things will happen. All the things will be beautiful. Pay attention. We're going to drop the giveaway. We're going to drop live information. We're going to get some guests. I love a good guest. I don't know if they love us, because we'd be crazy, but
no, right. But they have to have, you know, but the thing is, I don't know if you, okay, I'm going to make sure that Clarissa's handle is attached to our description so you guys can get a feel of her and realize that she's just as vibey as us.
Oh, she vibes? She vibes with us. She vibes with the vibe and the vibing?
Yes.
Okay, vibes. Yes.
Big vibe.
Big vibe. All right, so listen. I'm okay with the big vibe. I already know Nina vibes. Vibe, big bib. Oh, also, I'm going to try and make her come for Destination Wispy. So I'll keep you updated. Because maybe that'll just be her birthday present for myself, too. You know what? That's actually a great idea, Denise. That's your birthday present and for myself as well. That's a great idea.
It doesn't match.
Oh. That's a great idea. So I'm gonna make it happen. Okay, bye, Wispies. See you soon. Welcome to season 4 of Wine and Whispers. We didn't do that today.
We did.
Oh. Bye, guys. See you next episode.
Hey, Wispies. Thank you for joining us for another hard-hitting girl talk. If you have a topic or question for us, send us a whisper at info@wineandwhispersclub.com. That's whispers with an S. See you next time, Wispies.